Well, if we carry on through the period that you played, the next list there is what, 1946-7 season.
That was a good season for me.
It was, wasn't it? Yes.
I played.
I noticed
I,
that.
yeah, I really had a good season there, and I got selected for the county. I think I had 13 games for the county, and scored quite a few tries. And of course, the county rugby in those days was considered very much an improvement on
Oh,
the club
yes.
games if you were in the county side. And I think that's a great pity that, as I mean, the county. And you went to Middlesex, and you went to Lancashire, and you travelled the country in playing these county games.
That was true right up into the 80s, wasn't it,
yes,
really?
yeah,
Yeah.
that,
Because
yeah.
I mean, I followed the county
Yes,
for
yeah,
years, you know,
yeah,
watched all the county
yeah.
games.
So you noticed a real difference when you
Oh,
stepped up
yeah,
and
you
played for the
stepped up in the
county?
county, there was a
Yeah.
vast difference.
Yeah.
Because mind, in those days, I suppose Gloucester supplied at least 50 or 60% of the side. Some from Bristol that were also the better players of those, and it became a good side, yes. And of course, you were looked after where you were travelled, and you went to hotels, and you very often went down the day before, which was unheard of in the ordinary club games. So it was a step up, yes, and that's where you got noticed.
And of course, that season. You went right through to the final
For
with the
Lancashire.
county, and to a replay with Lancashire at
Lancashire,
Blundellsands,
yes.
yeah.
Now that was a very good game at Blundellsands, and then we didn't play as well at King's Home, and Willie Jones was responsible for that draw at Blundellsands. It was 8-8 the score, and Willie Jones dropped the two goals, which at that time were 4 points. So, and after the RFU, then the points for a drop goal went from 4 to 3, which
Yeah, I reckon
he was partly responsible for that, I feel.
But he did
Yeah,
drop an awful lot of
he
goals, didn't
did,
he?
yes, and he was very
Yeah.
dangerous with his. If he was anywhere near the post off his left foot, it was incredible. And I think. Well, he was responsible for us at all. Although that game, we were the back division of Lancashire consisted of three internationals with Dickie Guest, Jack Heaton, oh, and C.B. Holmes on the wing, who again was a British sprinter and athlete. So they were a very fast back division, and we did very well, but we. It's a shame we lost at King's Home, and that was a big crowd. That was a wonderful day, and they put all seats inside the rails as they are now. The crowd were sat right close to you, or all on these seats. The atmosphere was something.
But that was a really good season for you, wasn't it? I mean,
I don't know how many tries I scored.
at one point you scored 9 tries in the last 10 games, which from centre is pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had a hat trick at Blackheath or somewhere in that year. 47-48. That was when Gordon was captain.
In 47-48, played for Gloucestershire against Cornwall down at Falmouth. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Won by 1 point. There were 12,000 people there at Falmouth.
At Falmouth, yeah.
That staggered me, you
Yeah.
know.
Well, I can remember that because we went down and we stayed in a hotel. And on the morning of the game, we all went to the town hall in Falmouth, and we were all presented with guidebooks signed by the mayor.
Oh, right.
And that was amazing, wasn't it? Before the game. I can remember that well. The game doesn't come to me too well, but Cornwall were a very partisan side, and the ground was all yes. But yes,
You had a number of games during those 2 seasons, didn't you, where it was incredibly close, but Gloucester seemed to come out trumps by about 1 or 2 or 3 points.
yes, yeah.
And yeah.
Well, those 2 years, there was a very, the changes in the side were very little, and it was a very well-knit side. everybody sort of work for everyone else, as it were. So
That's what carried you through.
I think when the things were tight,
and things must have been very tight in those games.
And Gordon was an exceptionally good captain.
Yeah,
an exceptionally good captain, and he would get us all together.
It wasn't just a case of the captain leading on the day either, was it? In those days, wasn't the captain responsible for the training of the side as well?
Yes. Yeah. The training, because the training wasn't a lot. we used to go down on a Tuesday and Thursday night. And of course, I was taking engineering with Fieldings, and I had to go to get my higher national certificate, which was a must if you were in the drawing office, as I was then. You went there Monday, Wednesday and Friday nights. So from 7 till 9 after work. So it was the two nights were training, and my week was full. In this year, 47, I married Elaine, and I was presented with a set of fish knives and forks by the committee and the players. Mm. And it was after the Bristol game around Christmas time, because we married around Christmas time, and I was presented with this set of knives and forks, but the one condition was that I had to receive it in my nudity. Yeah. In front of the players, which was, for me as a little youngster, was a little bit embarrassing. that could only happen with a rugby team, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That stands in my mind. These little things come, crop up, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's about that one on that season.
Earlier that season,
yeah,
you were selected to play for Western Counties, for Somerset and Gloucestershire, against the Australians. Mm, but you didn't play.
I dropped out.
What happened?
I was ill. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my colleague, Steve, came in my place.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to have played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mind you, they were well beaten by the Aussies, weren't they?
And Steve went on, and within about a quarter of an hour, he was off with a collarbone gone. Mm-hmm. So maybe if I'd have been there, I was just as well in the stand. But I was very disappointed.
You were in the stand, were you?
I was watching, yes, I wasn't well enough to play. Yeah. No, yeah. I cried off about midweek, because I was down on the programme and all, and I know my father was well. I was terribly disappointed.
Yeah.
In that season too, I also got a reserve card from the RFU for one of the trials.
Oh, yeah.
So I was beginning to be noticed. Yeah. I didn't have to attend, but I was sort of I got the card
from
the RFU, yes, which was something.
Yeah.